We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Kalim Perek Tezayin Mishnah Dalet. Clay or me'emas ay mekablin tuma. When you speak about leather utensils, at what point do they become kalim that now they're susceptible to tuma? So the Mishnah begins with a turmel. Haturmel, which is a shepherd's pouch, it's a large leather bag. Shepherds use that to hold things. Haroe no sein bo mezonos v'chol davar, says the Baratunah. And he actually quotes from Maseches Beitza. They are the language of the Mishnah. V'lo haroe bitarmilo. So shepherd's pouch. So at what point is this piece of leather, this pouch, mekabel tuma? Misheyachzom v'kanev. V'yase kichosav. Sounds like the name is three things. So number one is it's called yachsom. Chasima is where you complete the rim of the bag. The top edge of the bag is bent over. Then you sew it into place. That's like a rim. So that's yachsom. Then yikanev. May know that phrase from Yom Kippur, where we allow what's called kenivas yorak, the trimming of vegetables towards the end of the day to prepare for after the fast so people don't have to wait too long to break their fast. Keniva is trimming any strands that come out of the leather. So these are two parts so far of preparing the turmel, the pouch, the leather pouch of the roim. Number one, shiachsom. Number two, v'kanev. And finally, v'yase kichosav. Kichosav, the Baratunah says, miskarosav. If you insert the strings, the drawstrings that I use, the loops that are there, that are sewn around it, and then you have to put in these strings so that you're able to pull it tight. So when you do that, v'yase kichosav, you actually insert the drawstrings in, then it's mekabel tuma. So those three things, chasima, kiniva, and yase kichosav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, which is a chumra, you'll see, that it's mekabel tuma even at an earlier stage. You don't actually need to insert the drawstrings. Misha yase osnav. Once you make the loops that are going the way you, within, where you put the drawstrings within, so then it's a mekabel tuma already at that point. Then the Mishnah speaks about another kli, sikurtia, which is an apron, the tanner's apron. So this also, made out of leather, mishe yachsom v'kanev v'yase es tzitzasa. So there's chasima here, once again, which is where the edge has to be folded over and sewn. Number two is kiniva, trimming off any pieces of leather, strands of leather that have to be trimmed off. And here, there is a tzit, like the word tzitz. What does that mean? So the Baratunah says, kein tzitzis shel talis. The same way tzitzis of talis, you have strings, you have sashes on the side. Kach osim lapsilim al kanafel, l'kasha bahen. In order to tie the apron around, the tanner to tie his apron, he puts these tzitzos, these sashes on the side, these strings. So once these are placed in, after the chasima, after the kaniva, and then, of course, putting in these the sashes, it's mekabel tuma. Yehuda Omer, once again, a chumra, an earlier stage. You don't need to actually put on insert the sashes, but mishayas es tab oser. Once you make the rings where the sashes are going to be inserted, so then that's already mekabel tuma. Kitavulya, next kli. This is a leather bedspread. Here, you only need two things to prepare it. Mishayachsom v'kanev. The first thing we have to realize is that this is different. The tavulya, this leather bedspread, is very different than the other two kalim. The other two kalim, we have a turmel. So a turmel, of course, is a pouch. So that actually has a kli, has the form of a kli, is a kli kibble. So leather needs to have a kli kibble in order to be mekabel tuma. The next kli, which was the skirut, the apron. So her apron is a beged. Beged is a kli. It's mekabel tuma, even if it doesn't have a base kibble. That's the way begadim work. Begadim have the status of kalim, even if they don't have a receptacle. Additionally, people would possibly sit on that apron. So therefore, it's mekabel tuma smidras. And if it's mekabel tuma smidras, which is sitting upon, lying upon, so then it's going to be mekabel other types of tuma as well. So the same thing we have to say over here, when it comes to the bed, you don't wear this leather, cover to the bed, but nonetheless, it's something that people would lie upon, would sit upon. So since it's mekabel tumas midras, even though it's flat, so therefore, all types of tumah, it's able to be mekabel, and therefore we have to discuss its status of tumah. So the Tana Kama, we understand the same concept of chasima, which is where you fold over the edges, sew them, and the ikanev, which is trimming off other pieces. Rabbi Yehuda, Here, interestingly, he actually speaks about kichoseh. It speaks about a strings, mishayases kichoseh, when you attach the strings. In the other cases, Rabbi Yehuda did not require that, and the Tanakhama did. And in this case, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even mention, not only does he require kichoseh, he doesn't mention anything about chasima and kaniva. And the Rishonim don't make any comment about this. So some of the Achronim discuss that maybe Rabbi Yehuda, the types of strings we're speaking about, is an integral part of the bed. And therefore, or at least according to Rabbi Yehuda. So since these are considered an integral part of the bed, these strings for the bed to be functional, so these strings, which are part of this ketavulya, part of this spread, this leather bedspread, so Rabbi Yehuda believes that maybe that's all you need in order to be mekabel tumah. You don't even need chasima and kiniva. And the Tanakhama disagrees. Those strings are not an integral part of the bed, and therefore, this leather flat cover for the bed is going to follow the laws, the halachos of the other kelim, chasima and kaniva, folding over the edge and trimming off some of the strings that are extra. Then the Mishnah speaks about a kar and a keses. So you have shas, you have a machlokus, which one is the pillow and which is the cushion? Some say the kar is the pillow and the keses is the cushion. Some say no, the kar is the cushion, the keses is the pillow. Either way, the Mishnah says ha kar va ha keses shel or made out of leather, and you have to sew different parts and then put a stuffing inside for the pillow itself. So the Mishnah says, at what point is that karo keses mekabel tumah? Mishe yachsom v'kanif. Once again, the chasima, folding over the edges and sewing, and the kaniva and trimming it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mishe yisperem v'yishayer bahem pachos mechamishna tfachim. He says, at what point are the kar and the keses, the cushion and the pillow mekabel tumah? These made out of leather, of course. When you sew them and you leave over yishayer bahem less than less than 5 tvachim. So what's the machlokas here? So the Tanakhama holds that when do we say that the pillows, the cushions, the mattresses, whatever, when are they mekabel tumah? So you have to, we mentioned both the first thing, mishayachso. You have to turn over the edges. You kind of have to trim off. But they, Tanakhama holds, you have to stuff them. And that the last side, after you put in the stuffing, so then you have to stitch it. Then you have to sew it down. Then it's going, and then trim it, and then it's mekabel tumah. So the stuffing has to be placed in. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, once you sew them and you leave over less than 5 tfachim, which means that you leave a little opening, less than 5 tfachim, on the other side, so that a little opening, so you put in any stuffing, even though you didn't put anything inside, and you didn't completely seal the last side. That's enough that it's already mekabel tumah once that opening that's not closed. It has it sewn on the other sides, and there's one little side open a little bit less than 5 tfachim. It's already mekabel tumah even though you didn't stuff it at all. Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Hey, Pitilya. A petilia is tamea, but vachasina tahora. Okay, so what's a petilia and what's a chasina? Petilia is, Bar Tanura says, kupa asuyim iminim shalarava. This is willow, a willow basket. Va'otrimbos agrogos, and you put in dry figs. Okay, so that's mekabel tumah. As opposed to the chasina, which is a kamin kupa asuya mikotzim made out of thorns, umisimin ba esatit, and you put clay in there, it seems you store clay in there. So that, the Mishnah says, is tahora. What's the difference? So this brings it back to that general rule. You may remember when we discussed about a kli that's able to hold 40 sa'a belach and 60 sa'a and 60 sa'a when it's solid. So we spoke about the fact that the kelim in the Torah, the clay eitz, clay or, all have to be compared to sock, to sackcloth, to goat's hair. And what do we know about a sock? Sock is something that can be metaltel maleverekant, something that's transportable. You can move it around, whether it's empty or even when it's full. So only a kli that you generally move around, even when it's full, is a kli that's mekabel tumah, something that's made to be stationary, that it holds a lot, and therefore it's like a large closet made out of wood. We gave those examples. Holds 40 saw of lach of liquid, let's say, it's not mekabel tumah. So that's what we're discussing over here. The petilia, is made out of this willow basket. That's you carry it, although it may be a little bit heavy when you put in the dried figs. Nonetheless, it's meant to transport the dried figs, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. The chasina, which is a larger kli made out of these thorns. It's not so much that it's made out of thorns. The point is that people don't, or maybe that's part of why you don't want to carry it around, but you put clay in it, and it's a very large kli, and therefore it's made to be stationary, just to store it. It's used just for storage, so therefore it's Torah, it's not makabel tumah. Sigyanos shel alin tahoros. These are covers made out of leaves. Those are not makabel tumah. So Bartunu explains why it's not makabel tumah. It sounds like a regular kli, and it's storing things. Osin kimin kefifa kitana min ha'alim umechasim ba'peros. Oh, so actually it's used as a cover, and you use this to cover peros. Ve'eino ele melech ha'sarai. And it's only something that's used. It's a small basket. And those were used to cover moist fruit that it has a clay kibble. You put in fruits, grapes, dates, figs, eventually they're going to dry. So why is this clean amakabel tumah? Because it's something that is temporary, something that you're going to get rid of. It's made out of leaves. It's something that really is not going to last anyway, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. That's the sigyonos shel alin, made out of leaves. Shel nitzarim tumeos. But if you made these baskets or these covers, rather, that have a clay kibble, they're made out of twigs and sarim, which are made out of, Baritunah says, mitzure dekel, they're made out of some, which we find those pieces, the bottom of the palm tree. So you have tzure dekel, the fibrous type of substance that you have at the bottom of many of the palm trees. You made it out of that, so then it's makabel tumah. That's something that obviously is there to last. It's something that you don't discard right away. It's makabel tumah. Chosol shehu no sein lesocho v'no tel mitocho tameh. Chosol. So chosol, Bartunu says it's a kli sha'asuyos mecharyo shel dekel. It's made out of also parts of a palm tree. But chosolos have significance in Hilchos Shabbos. And much of the discussion about opening up packages on Shabbos comes from the discussion about chosolos. These are, although they're kalim, it's really a wrap. Use the palm leaves to wrap around, and in that way it makes a kli, wrap around the fruit, let's say. But the Mishnah here says shu no sein l'socho v'no tel mitocho. You put let's say fruit inside. It is a type of basket. It looks like a package, and you take it out. So says the Mishnah tame. The Mishnah says that this is mekabel tumah. Bartunah explains. So here's the key difference. If you're able to use this bag, like this chosol, this wrapping type of material made out of palm, which houses the fruit, let's say, you're able to take the fruit in and out without unraveling the whole thing, so then it's makabel tumah. But if in order to get the fruit, you have to rip it open. You have to think about some of the bags that we have. So then, the Mishnah says, you have to rip it, you have to untie it, then tar, then it's not mekabel, then it's not a kli. So we think about Hilchos Shabbos as well. If a person have a flimsy bag, and the only way to use it is to take out the contents, is to rip open the whole thing, so that really wouldn't have the status of a kli. So a person opening that up, we wouldn't say that you've created a kli. Oh, you created a bag by the fact that now you opened it up and things can take things out and put things in. No, this is normally the way to do so is you have to rip it open. So therefore, tahor, that is not makabel tumah. In fact, some of the Farshim point out that even in the case of this chosolos, these wraps, that has a small opening. Take one of our flimsy bags, let's say. Open it up. I don't need to rip the whole thing. I can open up the top and then take my potato chips out. So nonetheless, if the person who owns this has in mind that he's going to rip the whole thing open when he takes out the fruit, whatever it is, the food, so then that chosolos are not makabel tumah either. Just that kavana, that he's going to get rid of it and throw it away, that itself disqualifies it from being chli, and it's not makabel tumah.